By 1951, Alan was spending his days at Manchester University and occasionally spending his evenings in Manchester's gay scene. Geoffrey Weeks has argued that for someone like Alan, entering Manchester's gay scene, the queer world, would have been immensely thrilling for him. However, surrounding all of this was the constant threat of prosecution, as homosexual acts were completely illegal, whether conducted in public or private, in England and Wales until 1967. Other parts of the UK had to wait a lot longer for homosexuality to be decriminalised. In 1952, Alan met 19-year-old Arnold Murray on Oxford Road in Manchester, a well-known cruising area where homosexual men would meet other men, usually for sex. Alan brought Arnold a meal as he thought he looked hungry, and after this he gave him his address. Arnold later visited Alan's home and spent the night there. They began to see each other regularly, and during this time, Turing's home was robbed. There were several things stolen, but most important to Alan was his father's watch. Suspecting that Arnold may have had something to do with it, he challenged him regarding this. Arnold confessed that it was his friend who had committed the crime. Turing was a fairly naive person in many ways. He had faith that the criminal justice system would protect him, but this transpired to be an ill-fated error on his part. Turing went to the police regarding the burglary and was very honest about the situation, explaining that he'd had a sexual affair with Arnold Murray and that Murray had given his address to a friend of his who was known to burgle men he'd had sex with for money. However, after the war, Britain was in a moral clampdown, particularly towards homosexuality. And in 1952, the year that Turing reported this crime, there were five times more charges for homosexual offences than in 1938. Therefore, rather than investigating the reported burglary, the police were far more interested in arresting a university reader for conducting homosexual acts. And in March 1952, Turing was charged with gross indecency. He was well known enough for it to become a public disgrace, and there was a lot of scandal regarding this. The court gave him a choice, prison or medical treatment, which was colloquially known as chemical castration. Turing made the calamitous decision to receive the latter.